At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Jess Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, you were hoping to have the Samsung S21 Ultra in your hands, but Brexit bites. It hasn't arrived.
No, I've been sitting here like a child all morning waiting for the postman, but it hasn't arrived yet. So hopefully by the next time we chat, I will have had a good use of it and the new Galaxy Buds as well, which, as you know, I'm a big fan of. So fingers crossed they arrive later today.
OK, so we'll park those for the moment. We'll talk about them next time. Now, you do want to talk about people who shopped with Currys.ie. IE would suggest this is an Irish warehouse you're buying from, but some have had some difficulties.
Yeah, this is a real issue, and it really came to light over the weekend. A number of people got in touch with me saying that they purchased things like a new iPad, a new computer, a new monitor to work from home from Currys.ie. As we know, obviously enough, the shops aren't open at the moment, but those consumers paid the Irish price, they paid the Irish VAT, and assumed it would be coming from the Irish stores, which are closed. However, a few days after placing their order, a number of the customers got a notification saying that their orders were coming from the UK and that they have to pay the import duty. This obviously caused a lot of headaches and a lot of, I suppose, concern for a number of people who had already paid several hundreds of euro for their products. I spoke to one person who'd ordered an iPad and it was working out at around 60 euro for the import duty. However, I spoke to Currys PC World and a spokesperson told me that due to a technical error, a small number of our customers in the Republic of Ireland have been mistakenly asked to pay import duty on their orders. We're contacting all affected customers to refund them any costs they may have incurred, and we apologise wholeheartedly for any inconvenience. So just for clarity's sake, if you have received a message or if you've already paid the import duty, you will hear from Currys PC World and be refunded. You won't be out of pocket for that part of the delivery.
Yeah, the problem is if you go to their helpline or whatever, my daughter was dealing with them on a particular thing recently and, you know, was held online, you know, for hours and eventually gave up.
Thing that a lot of us have experienced. A lot of these stores, particularly when they're big stores as well, sometimes their customer service, may be based in the UK. Obviously, a lot of people from call centres are working from home as well, so they are experiencing delays. But it's incredibly frustrating, particularly when you are paying big money for different tech devices. A lot of people who are purchasing this sort of stuff at the moment need the devices for schooling or for work. And we're obviously facing the Brexit delays in terms of getting the products here, but then being told that you may face extra charges on top of that without it being flagged in advance is a bit of a headache. But thankfully, that is not the case. If you have paid the money, Currys PC World will refund it to you.
Okay, so that's kind of a mixed news there. Now, Margaret's been on. Could you please recommend a Samsung mobile phone around 300 euros? I like to pay as I go.
Good woman. There's the Samsung Galaxy A51. The A series, Pat, as you may remember, we spoke about it quite a bit last year. There's the A51 and the A71, and they're great phones. They're not obviously, you know, going to rival the new S21, but for the money, it's 299 euro. And for the money, you are not on a bill plan, so that's the outright cost for the phone. You just pop your SIM card in, and it's fantastic. Great camera, brilliant battery, and has all the features that you'd want as well. So that would be my recommendation.
OK, but here's one about Samsung A51. I got a Fitbit Sense for Christmas. It works well most of the time, but I'm having issues syncing it with the app on my phone, which is an A51. I was on a Fitbit community forum and there seems to be lots of others with the same problem. Is there a fault in the Fitbit Sense?
Do you know what? I think this is, it may be an issue with the app itself, because a family member of mine had this problem over Christmas as well, where things like, you know, heart rate and steps are being counted on the watch, but it wasn't showing up in the app and it was just a compatibility error. So what we ended up having to do was uninstall the app and reinstall the app, which is a pain in the face. But it's the only workaround I could find to try and get it to sync back up again. I think it's more of a Fitbit problem than it is a Samsung problem. For some reason, every now and then when the app goes to update, it can just cause issues with the sync, unfortunately.
Someone wants to know about the new Samsung Earbud Pros compared to the Earbud Live. We'll talk about that when you actually have hands-on. So Claire Griffin, please wait for another week and we'll have news from Jess on that. This is a very interesting query. I'm a farmer with some remote sheds. I'd like to put CCTV in. Could you please tell me the cheapest plan to get mobile coverage for the cameras? In other words, using SIM cards to get the signal back to base.
Yeah, it's really interesting. We on News Talk Breakfast on Monday, we were talking about Clear Mobile, which is Vodafone's new sort of no frills mobile network. It's $12.99 a month, but they have the 99% population coverage. So depending on where you are, that could be an important factor. But for €13 a month, basically, you get all you can eat data. You get your calls and your texts, which obviously you wouldn't need for the cameras. But it could do the job in terms of the cameras from a data point of view. It depends on the make and the model of the cameras and what solution you go for. I know usually when we're at ploughing every year, we get to talk to some of the innovators who are creating these different solutions. But one that kind of sticks in my head is Luda, L-U-D-A, Luda Farm. They make all smart products for different farming solutions. So whether you want the cameras and it'll pair to an app on your phone, there's so many different solutions out there, but that would just be one that I would look at. But do consider something like Clear Mobile when it comes to the SIM card question.
I'm trying to get an Alexa third generation. Impossible from Currys, even though their website tells me they have one. Any suggestions where I can get one?
Yeah, you know what? Shopping online from the big tech companies at the moment is a disaster. As I said, I've got experience of it myself in the last few weeks. The best place to buy it is actually from Amazon directly. I know people want to support local and shop local as much as possible, but this is an Amazon product. They do have them in stock. So if you go to amazon.co.uk and just double check that when you are getting to the checkout that you are paying the correct price and the correct VAT. You don't want to get stung with all of that. So just go eyes wide open when you're shopping online at the moment.
Can you advise me of a make and what would suit a tablet or laptop for online courses for art? I'm not very computer literate, but can get assistance and I don't want to spend big money. Middle of the road price, please. That's from Jean.
Yeah, Jean, what I would suggest is you could either get an iPad and then buy a stylus. You don't have to buy the Apple Pen. You can get alternative solutions in terms of the stylus or the pen. So an iPad would be great, or you could get something like the Microsoft Surface Go 2, which is the smaller version of the Surface. It's fantastic. You do have to buy the S Pen extra. So again, the stylus is extra, but it is brilliant in terms of precision when you are drawing or colouring or painting or anything like that on a tablet. So they would be two options to consider.
Does Clear from Vodafone cover calls to Northern Ireland? A question just popped up here.
I would assume so. Yeah, you get all the calls and I don't know.
Same as a regular account. The only thing is you don't get a phone contract. It's just SIM only. I have three little grandchildren who are attending national school. They need to buy them iPads or whatever they're called, tablets, I suppose, for schoolwork while their mam works full time. The Android one doesn't work for their school. Can Jess suggest a good one that doesn't cost a fortune but is good, middle of the road? That's from Bernadette. So that's the question. National schools, surely they can't specify Apple products only.
Do you think they could do if they're using stuff like Apple Books and other applications that are only compatible with Apple? That is a bit of an issue. Very often those sort of iPad schools would have the iPads in class, and then parents, contribute towards it or whatever, or they just stay in the classroom. If the Android tablets don't work, unfortunately, an iPad is the only option. So I would look at something like going onto the Apple website and seeing if you can get a refurbished iPad from them. The basic iPad, the cheapest iPad, I think is around €360, which is a lot if you have to buy three of them for three kids.
Yeah.
So I genuinely don't know the ins and outs. Maybe get onto the school and see if they have any suggestions. There's a company, and I can't remember the name right now, but they supply a lot of the schools with the iPads and the tablets for the school. So if you get onto them, I'll try and find the name before the end of the show and see. They could be the way to go.
Okay. One last brief question. Any update on Samsung Pay before I move back to Apple? Understood this was to be sorted out ages ago. It's the reason I paid for a Samsung Gear watch. Still no Samsung Pay. Very frustrating.
I have Samsung Pay and it works just fine. I used it yesterday. So I have Samsung S20. I have the Samsung watch and I put my Bank of Ireland card details onto it and it works for me. So I'm not sure what the user is experiencing there. Maybe if you can email me.
There's no problem with the app itself.
No, it works completely fine for me. So if you just want to email more details, maybe to patkenny@newstalk.com and I can check it out. Wriggle, by the way, Pat, Wriggle is the name of that service for the iPads for the schools, the tech for the schools. So if you check that out, that could be another option to explore as well.
All right, Jess Kelly, thank you very much. We'll look at that Samsung S21 Ultra and the new Galaxy Earbuds Pro on next week's programme.